Kathy Verton from the Riverbank on the line with us right now. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Little Shop of Horrors, what a great show. What a huge undertaking. This is not a little show to put on, is it?
It is not, actually. It's been on our list since we opened the Riverbank, and it's one of those that you wait until you have all the right people and that giant Audrey, too.
Well, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about Audrey, too, the plant that lives on human blood. It's huge. It's hilarious.
Yes.
And how in the world do you get something like that on your stage at the little old Riverbank Theater?
Well, it wasn't easy. She arrived in an 800-pound crate.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it was a little bit of work to get her unloaded and get her on stage. But we've got some very fine puppeteers, people who manipulate this puppet, and they do a great job.
What a fun show. And so, I mean, Audrey, too, is the star, I guess. But, I mean, there are so many other great characters in this show.
There are. We've got some familiar faces back. Tony Amato will be doing Mr. Mushnick. Katie Kajala Cronin now is her last name. She was our Mary Poppins, and she's playing Audrey in this. So that's a bit of a shift. Shows you how much of a range that lady has.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she's a great actress. Daniel DeRay is a new performer to our stage. He's playing Seymour brilliantly. He's hilarious. And then Ty Evenson, a local Port Huron resident, he's going to be doing the dentist. He was actually in quite a few of our shows. He was Mr. Banks in Mary Poppins. So,
right.
And other roles. So he's always a treat to watch on stage. So we're really excited. We last night went through another rehearsal, and Tom and I were laughing so hard watching this. Do you remember this? You know, 1978, I think they did the remake.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, a 1960s black and white B-movie, horror movie.
Right.
That they made into a musical with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin.
Yes.
The dentist.
Yeah.
I can remember watching this back in the 70s and just cracking up. So.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. And to see it all come to life on stage, especially with that big plant. What a lot of fun.
The plants are, it's just a riot to see. It's a lot of fun, and it's good for all ages. You know, the material, there's a lot of adult humor that adults will, you know, understand, but there's nothing really offensive about it. I think that worries people.
Yeah, it's wink-wink humor, and it's, I mean, although it sounds gruesome, a plant that feeds on blood, it really is, it's cartoonish, and like you said, you've got this giant prop of a plant that, so you've got puppeteers that are handling it.
Yes, wow. Yes, and they carry a lot of weight, let's put it that way.
Did you have to have this specially designed, or is this just something that is available to companies that are putting on Little Shop of Horrors? You just rent out an Audrey 2 from somebody?
Yep, you have to. That's how we did ours, is we rented it. There are certain companies that make the whole, you know, series of plants as she grows. So, and that was a costly little endeavor, but
I bet
it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. So that's really an important component of the show. You know, you have to do it right if you're going to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You go big or go home with this show, right?
Yeah.
You open on Friday?
Yes, we do. And they are ready.
Oh, good.
They're dying to get an audience.
Oh, they're going to have an audience for sure.
Yeah, it opens this weekend. A lot of fun. I tell people, come on, let's get out of these shake off these winter doldrums and spring back into life.
Absolutely, and get down to Marine City where it's all happening these days, isn't it?
It is. We're also offering dinner and a show packages with the Inn on Water Street. So if they want to call the box office, they can find out more about that. A little bit of cost savings there, plus a delicious meal.
Sounds like a fun night out.
Yeah,
I'm sold.
I think so.
Great. Well, Kathy, like we always say in theater, break a leg, have fun,
yeah.
And we'll look forward to full houses for the next 3 weekends.
Terrific. Thank you, Paul. It was good talking to you.
You too. You take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.